My voice is really wrecked from back south, but we have our first interview from the convention. We had the chance to speak with Heather Wieda, one of the three co-founders of the Gamers at PAX South 2020, and get to know more about her organization and platform, which works to uplift and empower women gamers. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
So my name is Heather Wieda. I am the co-founder of The Gamers. It's a community for women who want to connect. It's a community for all types of women, women who identify as female, non-binary, and all the men out there that support this mission. We are launching in March 2020.
That is amazing. And what started this? Like, why gaming and why women in gaming?
For the past 2 years, we've been working in the toy design space for a man named Al Kahn, who was the visionary behind Pokemon and Cabbage Patch. And,
oh, wow.
Yes, yeah, super cool.
My childhood.
Exactly. My entire 80s childhood, yes. Was an amazing, smart, talented guy. And one of the incredible tasks we were given was to find disruptive technology to be used in the gaming space for kids.
Oh, wow.
So we've been in that space for the past few years, and while we were there, we noticed that there wasn't as many women having their voices heard or in leadership roles or celebrated as much as we had expected. So that surprised us, and we were at a conference, a Goldman Sachs conference in September. And it was a great conference, and we looked around the conference hall and realized that we were two of the only women.
Wow.
And the panelists were almost all men. And as we were kind of looking at each other, an amazing and smart and fabulous man named Niles Herron, who is the co-founder of PopDog, who was one of the panelists, came on stage, and before he started his talk, he kind of looked out and he was like, "Hey, are we guys, like, are we going to do this again? We're going to have another billion-dollar industry run by men."
Yeah.
So our background, my business partner and I, our background prior to being in the toy design space was in community building. So we looked at each other and we kind of thought, let's do this. Let's create something. And that's what we love doing.
That's amazing. And honestly, like, it's really great for me to hear is, like, as a woman in gaming and as a woman who games, like, there are a lot of times where you have those moments and you look out in the crowd and you have a realization, like, oh, wow.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. It was such an aha moment. That's exactly what it was.
Why PAX? Like, why is this your first one, right? Because you're not launching until March, and I talked to you a little bit before this, and this is your first gaming convention, you know. Why PAX first?
We've heard such good things about PAX. As we were researching launching this, one of the ways that we built our prior business was to really listen to the community. So our kind of business philosophy is we're the least important people in the community. So before deciding to move forward with the gamers, we interviewed women gamers from all over the world who were the most amazing, smartest, most incredible women who were so happy to tell their stories and have their voices heard. They would literally leave during their lunch breaks and talk to us in their cars. Many of them were overseas and would set their alarms and talk at random times. And we were humbled and overwhelmed by that. So in talking with them, questions we asked were, Where should we be? Where should we show up? How do we get the word out? And PAX was one of the events that kept coming up. So my two other business partners went to PAX Unplugged a few weeks ago,
yeah.
And they walked around and they called me. They both called me from walking on the floor. They're like, "We have to go to the next one. This is bananas. This is great." So they had a you know, these are always booked months in advance, but they had a cancellation. So we quickly put together a booth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We stole, there's pillows in our booth that we stole from the Marriott Hotel. Like, that's how quickly we put together the booth. We smuggled them out in our bags.
That is amazing.
So that's how we ended up here, and we're loving it.
That is awesome. And that really shows a passion for what you all are doing, like dropping, because I mean, like, we run our site, we run our podcast. It's hard to plan things, let alone, like, oh gosh. But having that mentality of, like, we have to get in there and knowing what you have to do. Have you been looking at other gaming kind of community-centric organizations and stuff like that to kind of maybe pick their brains or look at the technology they're using to start building networks and stuff as well?
It's such a great question. And one of the things we learned from when we ran our parenting business was to do exactly what you just suggested, which is look at other companies, similar like-minded companies, and see what they're doing and figure out a way to connect with them and support each other. So we've been reaching out to some VCs for some seed money. And one of the things VCs always ask for, you know, who are your competitors? So when we were doing that research, we came up with a list, like fabulous groups, like they're actually in the Diversity Lounge, PMS.
Yeah.
Amazing women, Black Girl Gamers, amazing. We've been in talks with the founder of Black Girl Gamers to do some writing for us, and she's amazing. Anyway, so what we have decided to do and what we did in our past business was we're going to have a section on our website dedicated to all of those organizations.
That's amazing.
And want to write about them and highlight them and share their experiences and talk about their founders, because this is such a huge space. And I think for us all to grow and thrive and be successful, we can all support each other and help each other rise.
That's beautiful to hear. And it's something that you don't think of a lot, especially in gaming, because gaming is a highly competitive industry.
Right.
And so I think that a lot of people who don't see this side automatically think, oh, well, even the spaces that are like together are competing against each other.
Right.
But
right.
It's really beautiful to hear, like working with other people and ultimately the goal being to support others. When you're looking...
I have one question. How long was that list? Was it bigger or smaller than you expected?
I know why you're asking this, and it's a great question, and it was very small.
Yeah.
Because so, I was like, obviously the gaming industry, we have companies pop up and down everywhere else, and there's so many orgs, and so I was like, how big is this? Yeah.
Thank you actually so much. That's a really great, important question. The list was very small.
Oh.
And it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Because and you probably know the statistics better than I do. Women make up a very large section of gaming and market, right?
So the I've read different statistics, but the kind of average is around 46%. What was fascinating to me, because I'm a little bit older, is the average age is 36.
Wow.
Of a female gamer. So that was interesting. And in fact, a lot of the women we've been talking with, because of their age, have these incredibly interesting and diverse stories and backgrounds in addition to their, you know, their gaming.
That's really amazing. So are you, so as an organization, and you said that you're looking to support, you know, these existing orgs, is there like a target age group? Because I know like with 36, or are you going to be doing outreach in like all ages things?
Oh, great question. So initially, based on just the stats, we thought, okay, this is because, you know, we had this mom community for so many years and that's our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
We'll target kind of those 36 and up age women. And we've spoken to a lot of these women, and we have some great writers on our staff. When I say writers, these are women that have never written for the public before in their lives and have never had their voices, heard. And so they are amazing and they have said how honored they are to even be asked to write. So that's been fun.
Yeah.
But in part of circling back to, you know, what I was saying about us being the least important people in the community, part of listening to what has bubbled to the surface is also the need to bring in younger women in the gaming space and also girls. One of the women that very kindly gave us her time is a woman that works at Amazon Tech, Angela Cussman, I think is her last name. I'll double check that. But she spent an hour on the phone with us and helped us flesh out our business ideas more succinctly. But one of the things that she did was she did this wonderful TED Talk on girls and the correlation between girl gamers and having a higher chance of going into the STEM industry. So that was super interesting for us, being moms ourselves. And we what we're finding more more and more, especially being here at PAX. We have, at least just from yesterday, at least 5 girl gamers that want to write for us. And so I think that will bubble to the surface, that need to introduce young girls to role models in the gaming world and development world and coding world. And you know, kind of to further that along, we've partnered with 2 groups. One I'm on the board of, it's called GLAM, and it's Girls Learning Advanced Mathematics. So I think that they're very interested in writing for us and figuring out a way to kind of highlight those, the awesomeness of the girls that are into math. And then another organization called iThrive, which uses coding and game development to help children learn life skills and have a stepping stone to advancing themselves professionally. And so they're doing some really cool stuff. That's a great question. Yeah, it's a lot. So it'll be interesting to see what else bubbles to the surface.
Yeah.
When talking with gamers.
And you know, mentioning writing, what types of pieces are, you know, these new writers going to be jumping into? Are they going to be dealing directly with games? Are they going to be more op-ed focused? You know, is it just going to be everything under the sun?
Ooh, this is such a fun question. That's my favorite part. So the answer to that is yes, yes, and yes. So we have some, basically when we reach out to the gamers, what I've been doing is saying, what do you want to talk about? Like, what's your jam? What excites you? Yeah. So a few things have come up. Some women have wanted, a few actually, have wanted ways to learn about other women gamers, and not just what games are you playing,
yeah,
but like, what are your hobbies and what are your tips for gaming and what's, you know, what are you up to? So we have a section of our website called Women with Game, and it's just a membership spotlight where they talk about themselves, their background, how they got into gaming. They choose their favorite game, and then they give top 10 tips for how to succeed,
yeah,
or beat in that game. And that's been super cool. And they talk about their hobbies and what they do for work. So I think, and that's really been picking up steam. So I think that will be a big part of it. So talking to the girl gamers here, you know, that have come with their mothers or their fathers, they have expressed an interest in doing a piece like that too. So what we're planning on doing is kind of tweaking that and do a Girls with Game series. And then some women have talked about their struggle with the stereotype of being a female gamer.
Yes.
Right, as I'm sure you know.
Everything just flashed in my head all at once.
Right? You're like, give me a typewriter, I'll write it for you right now. Wait, did I just date myself? Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. Oh, heck. I think that will be interesting to see, you know, the emotional pieces that come up. And I have this particular writer's permission to share this, but one writer who's written a few pieces for us, who's fabulous and amazing, talks a lot about using gaming. A lot of women she's found, including herself, she's a victim of rape, uses gaming to find power in powerless situations and translate that to the real world. So that's what she's choosing to write about. She's also found that women are wanting to share stories of women in transition, and people, humans in transitioning, using gaming to try out kind of different energies and different personas in that world as a kind of safe way to segue. You know, and yes, there's women wanting to also write about kind of the thorny issues that the media love to sink their teeth into about, you know, just the disgustingness that comes up in the gaming world with a lot of the hatred towards women. And almost all the women I've spoken to have at some point played as a guy because they're just like, they can't be bothered. They're like, I just want to play the game and I don't want to deal.
Yeah.
And all of them also shared stories about guys being upstanders and being totally cool and telling the other guys, like, back off. So I think those type of stories are the type for right now that we're leaning towards.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people already doing what you guys are doing so well, which is talking about the games out there and pop culture and the connection there. So that probably won't be a direction we'll head in, probably more in the stories that I've talked about. But again, you know, we listen. If that's what people want to talk about, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. That's really amazing. I'm just like, I'm just in awe, and it's a really good platform because it is something a lot of the times women don't feel comfortable talking about it so much, and giving them that power to have those situations of both the positive and the negative is a wonderful idea. When you're building out writers, I know you said you contacted, you know, different women gamers to, you know, talk and find out stuff. As you do more conventions and stuff, are you going to have people signing up right there and then? Is there a contact sheet on the site that they can sign up to submit their stories?
Yes. So we'll have a way for them to email us their stories. We would love people to raise their hand and say, yes, I want in, I want to write, whether it's one piece or regular pieces. The stories that have already come up, as you said, they're it's so humbling and amazing and exciting to read about. We actually just had, you reminded me, we just had a woman write the most amazing piece. She's a black trans gamer, and she writes about when she was little feeling like she had no place in the world. I mean, that's a lot. She was dealing. That's a lot to have on your plate as a child. Gaming being her only safe space, which is so interesting because we talk about all the unsafe feelings that come up in gaming, but there's also, it also creates safe spaces for a lot of people. So yeah,
that's amazing. Do you have any more questions?
Obviously, we talked a lot about writing and everything else. Is there anything beyond writing that you all are looking to?
Thank you for asking. So two things. So we are planning on doing events. One of the things, again, that the women we've spoken to have expressed a need for is an organized way to meet up at these conventions and like just super cool gaming experiences. Because what I found is that a lot of them have these online friendships and they're not quite sure how to bring them face to face. Even if there's a group of, I think it's four of the gamers I spoke to all live in different countries and they're all going to Comic-Con East. And that's they have this big trip around it. So we're going there, but in talking with them and in actually talking to my friend Kylie Vernoff, who plays Susan Grimshaw, who's the voice of Susan Grimshaw in Red Dead, and I should say more than the voice, as you know, what they do behind the scenes to bring those to fruition is
a lot.
Out of this world.
Yeah.
Still full green suit, like really acting it out is bananas. But anyway, I'll circle back to that. But what she was saying is when she goes to these Comic-Cons to sign autographs, she finds a lot of her fans are trying to find a place to meet and connect and where should we go for dinner and how do we meet up? So what we're hoping to do is create experiences for women gamers that have all met to connect, and the cast members have very kindly agreed to kind of show up at some of these and just come and, you know, have a drink and mingle with fans outside of these experiences. So we're planning on having kind of big events, and then we're hoping to have smaller events. Again, we're going to try our first one in New York, just a happy hour, and just see who shows up. And if, again, we have no idea. You know, if people show up, we'll do them in other cities. If it's not what people are looking for, then we'll find another way to help them connect in person. And then circling back to your question, the third thing we're launching is a podcast, which is hosted by my good friend Kylie Vernoff. She's amazing, and we have some really cool guests. We have Jen Cohen, who is the voice of and the character behind Pharah in Overwatch, and we have Steven Ogg. We have Rob Winehouse from GTA. Just really, really cool people. We have some developers that are going to come on. We have a cosplay couple that travels all over the world. So that should be fun. That's called Let's Play. That comes out in March as well.
Awesome. Amazing. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you maybe want the people listening to this interview to kind of take away or think about?
You guys nailed it. No, this was great. Thank you. And really, as a woman business owner who's in startup mode, which is never easy and kind of scary and overwhelming. Yeah. Thank you for your support. You guys have been amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. Oh, lastly, where can people find you guys?
So we're at thegamers, GAMEHERS.com, and all the socials at thegamers.
Awesome. Yay.